I would like to be sworn in.
Oh, all right. We usually don't require a swearing in, but you want to be sworn in?
Fine. Yes.
All right. Okay. Do you, you stand up, please. Do you swear or affirm that the testimony you are about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God?
I do.
You may be seated.
Congressional circus theatrics are dooming the Democrats' chances of connecting with most Americans regardless of party affiliation. An Axios poll reveals that moderate Democrats are perplexed by the anti-American leftist uproar infestation of Congress. With a newly released internal poll of Democratic swing voters finding that just 9% have a favorable view of Representative Ilhan Omar, while just 22% view Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez favorably.
I believe, as an immigrant, I probably love this country more than anyone that is naturally born. And because I am ashamed of it continuing to live in its hypocrisy.
When these women tell me that they were put into a cell and that their sink was not working, and we tested the sink ourselves and the sink was not working, and they were told to drink out of a toilet bowl, I believed them. I believed these women. I believed the canker sores that I saw in their mouths because they were only allowed to be fed unnutritious food. I believed them when they said they were sleeping on concrete floors for 2 months. I believed them. And what was worse about this, Mr. Chairman, was the fact that there were American flags hanging all over these facilities, that children were being separated from their parents in front of an American flag, that women were being called these names under an American flag.
Rather than side with open borders and abolishing national security, most Americans are too smart after 8 years of Obama to fall for manufactured spectacles on the Hill.
She's so happy. She said, "You will be part of my family forever." Mr. Chairman, it needs to be noted into record. I spoke to CPB agents, even though they told us not to speak to them, too. Remember that?
As a 34-year veteran of law enforcement, it is shocking. Shocking to see the constant attacks against those that leave the safety and security of their homes every day, put on a Kevlar vest and put a gun on their hip and risk their own safety to defend this nation. They have to wake up every day and see news reports and comments from representatives in Congress that they're Nazis, white supremacists, that they operate concentration camps, that they knowingly abuse women and children. ICE agents and Border Patrol agents are mom and dads, too. They have children.
Mr. Holman, I'm a father. Do you have children? How can you possibly allow this to happen under your watch? Do you not care? Is it because these children don't look like children that are around you? I don't get it. Have you ever held a deceased child in your arms?
First of all, your comments are disgusting. I've served my country for 34 years. And yes, I held a 5-year-old boy in my arms in back of that tractor trailer. I knelt down beside him and said a prayer for him because I knew what his last 30 minutes of his life were like. And I had a 5-year-old son at the time. What I've been trying to do my 34 years serving my nation is to save lives. So for you to sit there and insult my integrity and my love for my country and for children, that's why this whole thing needs to be fixed. And you're the member of Congress.
We agree on that.
Fix it.
We agree on that. But I disagree. But I also disagree with your characterization of immigrants as pro-national criminality.
Meanwhile, communist Antifa-oriented incidents are increasing as the recent bomber in Washington State expressed a call to violent action in a letter praising his comrades and then proceeded to bomb an ICE facility with Molotov cocktails. Officer Loretta Cool with the Tacoma Police Department described the mad bomber's lunacy, saying he was throwing these items at the building in an effort to set it on fire. It didn't work. It's a concrete building. The bomber, Willem Van Spronson, was also carrying a rifle and was shot dead by police. The desperation of the left is unhinged. We must use the laws on the books to nip the communists.
strange trip it has been. And I've now landed right in the middle of an info war. Here, back in the driver's seat of the war room on this July 15th, 2019. I've got plenty of news to get to. I've got videos to get to. I've got Carpe Donctum coming up this hour to talk about, as we told you was going to happen, the left threatening to dox him. And, you know, I had the crew going through clips because I just want the audience to understand that there's this whole notion, because we're not the mainstream news and we don't do things in the politically correct way, that, you know, some of the intel we put out is not right. No, it is right. We have sources. We know what we're talking about. It's not fun to be here when you're getting banned and censored and attacked and lied about and ridiculed all day long. When I'm dealing with a court case because of an assault I endured, and I'm literally been assaulted twice just since I was in court. But it's sad because both sides are pulling farther in each direction, and the people in the middle are torn politically. So I'm going to get to all this news. We're going to talk about the leftist violence. We're going to talk about President Trump's tweets. But since I haven't been in studio for almost a week, or I guess a week exactly, I'm going to open up the phone lines in the second and third hours, for the entirety of the second and third hours, because I haven't heard from this audience in such a long time, to get your take on pretty much everything. It'll be like an open line Monday situation. But there's plenty of interesting news out there that's kind of going unnoticed in the mainstream that we will talk about too. But you know, InfoWars does a lot of hard work, and it takes a great crew to make it all possible. And I'm not going to talk about InfoWarsStore.com at length right now, but for us to go on all these trips, make it to all of these events, have the crew to do all these live shows, it really is only possible with your support at InfoWarsStore.com. And I know that you see how hard we work here, and so we just ask you to pay it forward by supporting us at InfoWarsStore.com. The 1776 worldwide special, up to 75% off some things right now at InfoWarsStore.com. You cannot beat those deals. 1776 for most of our t-shirts. Now, one of the great crew that works here at InfoWars is Darren McBreen. And I'm going to bring him on in a second because he noticed something about a video that I put out over the weekend where I went to an anti-political violence, anti-Antifa violence event. And one of the protesters there, this was after they were buzzing in my ear. I won't even play. Maybe we can just pull the B-roll up from my Twitter. We won't play the audio because I had a headache for the rest of the weekend. My ears were ringing from these bullhorns in my ear. So afterwards, though, when they were done just bullhorning my ear, banging bongos in my face, blowing whistles in my face, just weird deranged behavior, literally smelling like pigs that are just rolling around in feces. But Darren noticed this guy. Yeah, let's go ahead and go to the audio here. Let's just refresh this pitch. I'll pitch to it. Let's go to this audio. Darren noticed that this guy in this video that I'm about to pitch to may have been another guy in another video, but first, after Antifa goes crazy at this protest, I find them afterwards. I try to have a conversation with them, and a guy licks my phone. I'm holding it like this, and he literally licks it. Watch this.
So now that you guys aren't making a bunch of noise, maybe we can have a conversation. So what brought you guys out here? Do you guys really think Trump is a fascist? Do you think the cops are fascist? I mean, you guys are political activists, and you can't even answer a single question? Yeah, that's really convincing. Did you just lick my camera?
So he gets my
face.
This
dude just licked my camera. What? Dude, licks seriously, do you realize how deranged you are? Like, you belong in a mental institution.
Then,
I feel bad for you.
And laughs about it and leans back and laughs about it.
You think that's funny? Okay, Darren, you guys think your behavior
He thought, because I've seen this guy at protests here in Austin before. And Darren, you thought you recognized this individual from a video that Alex Jones was in.
It was a year ago when Alex went to Lucy's Fried Chicken. Remember that encounter he had with the crazy leftist out there? And this guy looked really familiar. Either it's the same guy or the deep state is cloning commies. I don't know. What do you guys think? Let's compare videos. Look at this dude.
Oh, that's the same guy for sure. That's the exact same guy for sure.
Or the commies, you know, Antifa might be mutating into the same fat, bloated, greasy, smelly commie that they're all starting to look alike.
No, you nailed this one. That is definitely the same guy. It's just in the video that you showed, it looked like he showered within the last week. In this video, he hasn't touched a bar of soap in months.
But he has the same laugh, too. His head goes back when he laughs.
No, it's definitely him.
Same deranged leftist.
It's definitely him, and I've seen him at other events, too. But let me ask you this, though, because you put together all these video compilations. When you see these video compilations, a lot of them come from Darren McBreen around here. I mean, tell the audience about how hard it is to even keep up. I mean, that's one of the biggest frustrations is I'm up here because I almost approach the broadcast not only as a play-by-play for everyday life in America, you know, politically, culturally speaking, but like it's like an episode of a show. Like if you haven't watched all the previous shows, you're missing out on so much context. I mean, you have put together how many compilations of this? How hard is it to even keep up? Like you have to update your file with these leftists and the violence and the disturbed behavior every day.
Well, there's no shortage of video footage, that's for sure. And you know, we make fun of Antifa, and we always, you know, they're as dumb as a box of rocks, but they are dangerous. They are dangerous, and they're becoming increasingly more dangerous. Just look, just in the past couple of weeks, we have reporter Andy Ngo was attacked by Antifa. I mean, they threw rocks at his head. They sent him to a hospital with a brain hemorrhage. The same day in Portland, two other guys were hit in the head by Antifa with crowbars. And then over the weekend, we have this crazy Antifa guy who firebombed, you know, showed up with a rifle and firebombed the ICE detention center. And his manifesto, by the way, and police shot him and killed him, thankfully, before he did too much damage. But in his manifesto, it said the reason for the terrorist attack at the ICE detention center was because of American concentration camps at these detention facilities. I wonder on earth who gave him that idea.
Well, and it's the same thing with these Antifa people that come out here crying, oh, we're beating up Nazis, we're beating up racists. You know, Ilhan Omar, shut down ICE, AOC, it's a concentration camp. So they're instigating violence. And you notice how that barely even made mainstream news. I didn't see a lick of that firebombing on any mainstream news this weekend.
No, well, if anything, CNN celebrated it. This guy is now a martyr.
No, actually, CNN did endorse the guy.
Yeah, exactly. And here's another thing that's scary is I've noticed, and maybe I'll do a report on this later as well, and this scares me for you. It scares me for Millie Weaver, Caitlin Bennett. But this the same guy that was shot and killed that firebombed this ICE detention center, he is seen at many ICE Antifa rallies. He's always in the background flipping the bird, but he surrounds conservative reporters. There's a video of Andy Ngo where he's, and this guy's right behind Andy Ngo. So it just shows you that Antifa is not only are they showing up to so-called protest, what they are calling Nazis and all that, but they're getting way more aggressive, and now they're getting deadly.
And I just wonder what the threshold is going to be, either for police or the president or just average citizens, patriots on the street, any kind of law enforcement. I wonder what that threshold is going to be when it's time to start fighting back. But I'll say this. Darren McBreen may agree. I was telling him this earlier. I'm patient around these Antifa people. I don't get physically violent. But let me tell you something. When I saw them raise the Mexican flag over that facility in Colorado, now I'm throwing. You don't do that in front of me. I'd be throwing.
The War Room. Infowars.com/show.
Welcome back to the InfoWars.com War Room, brought to you by InfoWarsStore.com. The deals that we have going at InfoWarsStore.com seem to just outdo the last one every time. The 1776 Worldwide Special. You've got $17.76 products on sale right now. You won't even believe this list. Let me go down it. Right now at InfoWarsStore.com for $17.76, you can get BrainForce Plus, Ultra 12, Vitamin D12, Survival Shield X2, the best nascent iodine you can find, Super Silver Wound Dressing Gel, there's literally nothing like it for topical wound care, Ultimate Bone Broth, Survival Shield X3, Living Defense Plus, Immune Wall, Lung Cleanse, HapEase, Winter Sun Plus, Icarin, Bio-PCA, Floralife, Gut Fusion, all shirts, all hats, all at $17.76 as part of the $17.76 Worldwide Special. You know, I've been meaning to try to get somebody to cut a new ad for Bio-PCA because I think it's a great product that we're not marketing enough, that people don't know as much about biotin and some of the stuff in that supplement. That's a really great special. The Bio-PCA is one that I take every day. In fact, just going down the list, stuff that I definitely have in my supplement cabinet, BrainForce Plus, got to have that. Ultra 12, Vitamin B12, got to have that. The Nascent Iodine Survival Shield X2, literally the best out there. The Super Silver Wound Dressing Gel, I've got one in all my bathrooms, in my first aid kit. I do the Ultimate Bone Broth every day after my workouts. I do the Living Defense Plus about once a year. The Immune Wall, I haven't gotten into that. I do a bunch of other stuff for immune support, though. Lung Cleanse, always had the Lung Cleanse. You saw me take the Happies on air. Winter Sun Plus, I use that in the winter every day. Bio-PCA, I told you I use that every day. Floralife, I'll take in the morning if I'm about to eat a big breakfast or if I haven't taken some of the active ingredients in the Floralife. I'll take that. So these are great supplements on sale right now, part of the great supplement line at InfoWarsStore.com. That's not even it. We've got more on sale. They just pulled it up. The Knockout Sleep Aid is $17.76. And these specials are ridiculous, or should I say redonkulous, at InfoWarsStore.com. We've got books. Roger Stone's book, The Making of the President, 2016. It's $17.76. So you cannot beat these deals going on at InfoWarsStore.com. And again, that's how you support everything we do here so that we can expand, hire new crew, hire new reporters, build new studios, and just continue our expansion into the future as a middle finger to the globalist, as a middle finger to the New World Order, as a middle finger to the mainstream news. I mean, again, here's what you're funding. You're funding the people that are willing to report the news first, like Jeffrey Epstein, the child sex trafficker, being a total criminal and engaged with all these Democrats and top people in business and media. We told you that. No one else had the guts to do it. We did. And honestly, this is what it comes down to. It's a weird dynamic because I was in D.C. all week last week. It's a weird dynamic. Being in D.C., you really learn so much about the way politics and news works as an insider's perspective that you don't get from outside. But being outside of D.C., we see so much more than what they are seeing in D.C. because they're so focused on politics and everything that's D.C. and just the rumor mills and the chirping and everything and what's happening and developing in the White House. That's like the attention and the focus, and they miss so much of the bigger picture. And one of the main reasons why a lot of this news that we report here first doesn't go out on mainstream news is because it's not to say there's bad people or that they're engaged in some of this behavior. They just know people that are. They're friends with people that are. They're friends with people that are corrupt. They're friends with people that are friends with Epstein. They're friends with people that went to Pedophile Island. So they don't want to throw their friends under the bus. But I'll say this. Well, again, every time I go to D.C., there is obviously connections made, intel shared, and everything. But it's just going to get wilder from here. It's just going to get wilder from here. And I'll tell you this. They want InfoWars shut down before the 2020 election so bad you can't even imagine. You cannot even imagine it. It's like priority number one for some of our best audience members out there, Brian Stelter, Oliver Darcy, Jared Holt, etc. Number one, get InfoWars off air. And they thought by banning us off of all social media, that would be effective enough to shut us down. It's not. We're still effective. We're still influencing people. We're still getting the message out. You're still getting the message out. It frustrates them so much you can't even imagine. They want to have the whole world dawdling about identity politics and racism. But when we're up here as a voice of truth, a voice of reason, a voice of logic, a voice of common sense, it cannot be defeated. It raises the other voices. It amplifies the other spirits, the other patriots. And it drives the establishment nuts. It's like I just sit here and I look at these Antifa guys. And again, I don't even want to be enemies with them. They're, I'm sad to say, just low-life, deranged losers, man. But fine. You want a calling in life to fight fascism. That opportunity exists, but you're so misguided, it's unbelievable. It's like, how can you not see this? I'm out there with these Antifa people that claim to be anti-fascist, okay? And it's like, dude, I'm one of the most banned people on the internet. I'm one of the most hated and feared people by the establishment. Who do you think is anti-fascist? I mean, it's like, how do you not understand and comprehend that basic thing that's right in front of you? Like, InfoWars is anti-establishment. Just because we got Trump in office and it shocked the world, that doesn't mean we're establishment. But it's this weird one-dimensional thinking where they fall for the propaganda even though they know it's propaganda. Like, they hate the establishment, they're anti-establishment, they don't trust politicians, they don't trust mainstream news, but then they do exactly what the establishment and the politicians and the mainstream news want them to do. And not the guy that's banned off of everything that they hate. But it's only going to get worse with the Antifa violence getting worse, unfortunately. And now, as I told you, because I was told, they're about to start doxing people. Okay? They've got access to all your names. They can get your passwords. They can get your address, your phone number. They have access to it. They're about to go hot. It's all coming out, folks.
The War Room. Infowars.com/show.
We are in a war for America. This is the War Room.
Alex Jones warned you. They're coming. Have your battle rifles ready. He got banned from social media for being right. I reported that Antifa's now bragging, and people inside of these, let's just say, organizations were about to start doxing people. They have access to all of it. In fact, the crew has this ready. Great job, crew. Here was me over a month ago after I'd been told a couple things from some sources and saw the tea leaves, and I came on air and I made this announcement, which I already knew, but I didn't want to say anything until a couple things happened, and then they did, and now more things are happening. So here was me on June 6th or 7th, I forget which one it was, June 6th, telling you that Antifa is going to start using tech groups and government sources to dox people and come to their private residences. Here is that from over a month ago. So again, we knew this was coming out. This is just them flexing. Like the other day, CNN's Brian Stelter allows Daily Beast to defend doxing of doctored Pelosi video. It wasn't doctored. It was just slowed down, but whatever. Point is, they doxed him. How did they get that information? From Facebook. So we laid this out. We know what's going. And now Chris Ritchie is the latest victim. So, Chris, what happened at your home? And tell the audience what you think is going on here.
Well, unlike most, Owen, my home, my address, nor my place of business has ever been published publicly on any social media. So due to an article that came out, they literally put down my bus route, my place of business. I was told on Twitter they knew when I woke up, when I went to bed. So they have been following me. They went to the point of they actually followed me around to find out the intel on me. I woke up this morning, I get up about 4 a.m., and found red paint splattered all over my front door, flyers calling me a fascist, you know, the same rhetoric always, of me on my front door. There were several all over the buildings where I live and up and down the block. There were some up by my work. I guess I said they painted...
So that was just an interview. I went on to explain, either before that or after that, how they're getting intel from people inside of groups and organizations that have access to private information, and they put in names or whatever they have, and just all the data rolls out. And so this has happened to us. This has happened to other people. This happened to Tucker Carlson, some smaller people, some other people that try to remain anonymous. And now it's happening to Carpe Donctum, who joins us now. So this is where they're at right now, Carpe. They can't decide whether they want to fully use all this intel. They've used it against some people. They've withheld it against others. They haven't gone full bore yet. Right now, they're sitting. They claim that they've got all your private information, and they're deciding right now whether they want to make that public or not. What is going on, Carpe Donctum?
Well, I spoke with a reporter from BuzzFeed who basically said that they'd found my Facebook, my private Facebook profile, which I have, you know, 500 friends, which are friends from high school and all that kind of stuff. They found that, and they ran a background check on me. So they've already run a background check on me. They didn't find any criminal history or anything like that that they would have loved to have found. I'm sure I wouldn't have been informed otherwise. But their intent was to publish my name and to subject my family to, I mean, they not my words, not theirs, but, you know, publishing my name means that they will subject my family to possible attacks from Antifa or anybody in Kansas that wants to come after me.
Well, and that's the whole purpose, is to just put that out there and say, oh, here's the guy acting like, oh, we're not encouraging violence. We're just reporting on who this individual is and where they live and their family and everything. But that's not us encouraging violence. They know that they've got these radical leftist groups out there just waiting to get that intel and show up at people's doors. They've already done it to a lot of people. So,
well, and so in my discussion with them, I recorded the entire conversation. I recorded a video and had it on speakerphone. And I let him know at the beginning that I was recording it. And in my discussion with him, I asked the guy, what news value is putting my name out there instead of just the moniker that people know me by, the pseudonym? And he couldn't give me a solid answer for why that would be newsworthy, other than it was just part of, you know, we just want to clarify things. I'm, what is there to clarify? You know where the videos come from. My face is public. My name is private for a reason. And you have to know that by putting that information out there, it will be fair game for every other news organization to grab it and then use that to spread that around.
And it just shows you how effective you are, more than anything, that they know you're effective. They know you're influencing culture. They know that the president likes the work you're doing and it's going viral. And so their same method is what they try with everybody else who's effective. bullying, intimidation, threatening. I mean, eventually they're gonna go to the wrong place and get the wrong message.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, what is so ironic and just funny about this whole thing? Like, obviously, I'm not like I don't think that I seem upset. I knew this was coming. You know, when we were both in D.C. and I was talking to you, I believe, I don't think I said it on the record, but I said it to you that I would be very surprised if within a week I wasn't doxxed in some way, just because of the way that things were moving, the amount of people that were trying to find out information about me. And that also brings up a point of BuzzFeed and other, you know, lesser outlets. They're used as tools by things like CNN or MSNBC. They do the dirty work. You know, they're the ones that go out and dox it. And then, you know, CNN will talk about that person's name, like the forklift driver. You know, CNN didn't dox them. Some other outlet did it. And then that gives CNN a reason to continue it.
Wasn't it?
That, I believe that was Daily Beast that actually did that. I think it was Daily Beast, Carlos or whatever. No, not Carlos. The Carlos was the Crowder guy.
Not Gay Wonk.
Yeah, not him. But, I mean, they'll use those guys as a way to get the name into the news so that then they can just be, oh, I'm just reporting on it. I don't know. It wasn't me. I didn't do it. Somebody else did that. I'm just perpetuating the doxing.
Charlie Warzel, was that the guy's name?
He was New York Times, and actually he treated me pretty fairly when I did a piece with him.
Well, I want to talk to you on the other side about, because I realized this a while ago, just in my personal life, that, you know, because a lot of my friends, maybe they agreed with my politics, maybe they didn't, or maybe they were neutral, and they just kind of saw what I was doing as, okay, like, you know, that's just Owen doing his thing. You know, he's got his politics or whatever. He's crazy. And then once they started seeing people trying to dox me and attack me and lie about me, it was like almost a red pill for people in my friend circle that just thought I was some, you know, some crazy guy. My politics were crazy. And then they start reading all this stuff about me and they're just like, wait a second, I know that that's not true. So we're about to go to break here, but would you say that, you know, all the attacks on you have maybe made some of your friends realize that, okay, wow, this isn't a joke?
Yeah, you know, I went out with a couple of my friends on Saturday, and they were surprised because, you know, they know who I am. They sort of know what I do online. And they were surprised to find out that, you know, CNN had run the anonymous troll thing and refused to use my picture. You know, they saw the Washington Post article where it was just, you know, full of spin and trying to make me look bad or trying
Let's talk about that. We're about to go to break. You did like 20 minutes with the Washington Post, and they published like two lines about you that they didn't even really interview you about. So we'll talk about that. But that's the thing. The more they censor, the more they attack and lie about people, the more people are going to realize how out of control these people are.
The War Room. Infowars.com/show.
Welcome back to the Infowars.com War Room, brought to you by InfowarsStore.com. Carpe Donctum on with me. He is being threatened right now by leftists in the media that they're going to put out his private information, putting himself and his family at risk. Why? Well, because they don't like his politics, and these are hateful bigots, quite frankly, is the type of person that would try to dox somebody and ruin their life. Or at least that's what they would like to see. But we were just talking about this in the other side. I wanted to get Carpe Donctum to finish his statement. How, for me, a lot of people thought I was crazy for my politics. And then they started seeing the hit pieces on me and the stories about people trying to dox me. And they kind of just had like a double take, like, well, wait a second, why is this going on? Why are people lying about you? Why are people trying to put your, you know, information out there? Maybe this isn't so crazy. Wow, maybe this is real. So, carpe diem, have you experienced that same thing, perhaps in your circle of friends or even with the censorship issue? You know, people not believing the censorship is real, then they see it happening to you or someone they know. It's kind of that same dynamic. Has this experience for you opened people within, you know, a few degrees of separation of you? Has it opened their eyes?
I think so. Like, as I was saying before the break there, I met with some of my friends, and they were surprised by, you know, the attacks that I've gotten from Washington Post, you mentioned, and several other news outlets as well. They were surprised that, you know, the way that I'm portrayed is so different than the person that they know. And what they know of me online is the same person that they know in real life. So it's a completely different person that's being talked about. And as far as Washington Post, like I said online, I talked to them for 2 hours on the phone, and they didn't use a single quote from me. All they wanted to talk about was...
Oh, I'm sorry. I said 20 minutes.
Two hours.
You, and they gave you like two lines.
They gave me three paragraphs. One paragraph was attacking me about winning the Alex Jones contest. One was about all of my appearances on the Alex Jones show or on the War Room. And then one was misrepresenting a video that I had talked about, but not including a quote, just misrepresenting the video. And then the third one was a legitimate quote, but it wasn't even for me. It was from Mad Liberals. So they used nothing that I gave them. And all they wanted to do was spend three paragraphs talking about how I am, you know, the mouthpiece of InfoWars, but they never address anything that I say on InfoWars. It's always that I'm associated with or whatever. And I don't care if I'm associated with you guys. I come on to say my opinions. I don't come on to validate your opinions or to come on to say exactly what you want to hear. I come on to say what I think, and then you give me the platform and I'll talk to anybody.
Well, that's the whole thing they try to do, is this InfoWars demonization campaign. And a lot of people, you know, it works on, and they don't want to have anything to do with this. They don't want that stamp. It's like a stamp they put on you. Boom. They hit, it's like if you come on InfoWars once, boom, they hit you with a stamp. And then people are like, oh, InfoWars. Oh, right. No.
Yeah, exactly. And they will never address what I say. You know, you and I don't agree on everything. DC was a good example. We sat around for quite a while talking about stuff, right? And we didn't agree on everything.
Okay, I just want to be clear, though, in case there's any confusion out there, because I don't know. We talked about a lot of stuff. I am not a flat earther, okay? I just want to put that on record. I'm open-minded is all I'm saying. Apparently, right. If you're open-minded, you know, that makes you a flat earther now.
Yeah, right, well.
Amongst the other stuff we talked about.
Amongst the other stuff. There was a wide range of topics that were covered.
But that was definitely probably the interesting part of that night's conversations.
You know, the other part of what I talked to this reporter about was he asked me why I was so why I was animated about remaining anonymous. And, you know, I told him that it was for the safety of my family. But it's more than that, too, because when they put out your name, they can use your name to separate you from your work. They can use it to separate you from the reputation that you already have. I've built a reputation under a pseudonym. And when they have my real name, they can say, this person says this or this person believes this, and then just remove the context of who that person is. Now, my name is not public, but once it becomes public, they can write whatever they want about, you know, blank my name. And say, this is what this guy believes. And there will be no context of, oh, by the way, he is someone that you already know, and here is his body of work. And they do that with many things. They will say, this is what this video by this guy shows, but they will never link to the video, so no one can decide for themselves what the video is actually saying.
And then it becomes this assumption campaign, or I don't even know how to explain it. It's like the same thing with the stamp. Like demonize InfoWars, lie about InfoWars, say InfoWars is this, that, and the other thing, and then you just apply that stamp to whoever or whatever, and the outrage mob already has that negative, that negative impact of who or what you are, just because they put an InfoWars stamp on you. I mean, people come on InfoWars. In fact, there's people that come on InfoWars that don't agree with me. They literally come on as just liberals, as a voice of a liberal on this show. They get hit with the InfoWars stamp, and they're called right-wing trolls, even though they come on air and disagree with me.
The goal is always to remove, put a one degree of separation between the person and the reality. You always want to put that one degree in there where they can write whatever they want, and they make it difficult to find that information. So this video shows President Trump shooting Jim Acosta, but they don't link to the video, so you can't see what actually happens. And that is the problem with the media today. But it's also the problem with this doxing thing is that they can write about my name without adding the context of what I do, because no one knows my name. But now they will know the character that they build up around my name. It's a whole new opportunity for them to brand me. And that's what I want to avoid, as well as I don't want people showing up in my house, threatening my family, knocking on my door like Tucker Carlson.
So what is next for you as some radical leftists are threatening to dox you?
Well, what's next for me is I'm waiting for a call from this reporter from BuzzFeed, and they will let me know what they have decided. I gave them a very strong statement to take back to their editor. I told them that doing this would be a very poor decision. It would have a very large Streisand effect, and it would not turn out well for them. The kind of press that they would get for doing this to me would not be the same kind of press that they got for doxing a forklift driver. Right now you have Scott Adams has already quoted my tweet and said, if they do this, it will be the end of BuzzFeed. People like influencers like that will be beyond upset if this thing happens. I mean, this could go straight up to a Trump tweet about this.
Yeah,
if it happens.
Well, that's where I was going to go next. I mean, you know, the president may have tabs on the situation. Maybe not now, but it'll be on his radar, I guess.
I would imagine sometime in the next 12 hours, it will be something that he will see. I mean, I can't text the president directly, but there's 10 people that Donald Trump follows that also follow me, and at least three of them have already retweeted.
Well, and I wonder too what, because we know eventually they've got everyone's private information that they want. They can get it through Facebook, or they've got people inside the government with access to this stuff. I think that we're kind of realizing the period of time they're in right now before the 2020 election, where it's the same thing they did with the forklift driver. It's the same thing they've done with some other people with the doxing. They don't want to really show their hand, which is that they have access to all this information. So they're kind of just flexing over here, flexing over here. It seems like maybe right now they're debating whether they want to flex on you or keep these cards close to their chest so that people can't see what's really behind it.
What I've said to someone asked, sent me a DM and asked me, do you think they'll do it? Do you think they're having a moral dilemma? And what I said to them was, the dilemma they have right now is how much trouble do they want to get into? That's what they're deciding right now. The dilemma is not, should we do this thing that we know is wrong? It's how much trouble are we going to get in if we do this? And, my thought on it is I'm guessing that they probably won't do it, but some outlet that really doesn't care, it will be passed on to them and they'll do it. Someone will do it, and then BuzzFeed will report on it. They'll say someone will put it on social media.
Yeah, someone will put it on social media, and then BuzzFeed will say, oh, this person did it, and it's really them. Carpe Donctum, excellent stuff as usual. I hope they don't do it to you. God bless, my friend. You're in our prayers.
Infowars.com/show.
The fight
for the future is now.
This is the War Room with Owen Schroyer at Infowars.com/show.
All right, as I promised, I'm going to open up the phone lines for the final 2 hours of the War Room today. It's kind of an open line Monday situation. You can comment on anything. I do have some other news I'm going to get to. Over the weekend, this is really shocking stuff. Because I'm sitting here and I'm asking myself, if I was the enemy of a country, what would I do? Well, I'd open the borders, I'd replace flags with my flag, and I'd engage in intimidation and terrorism to silence dissenting opinion. Literally everything the Democrats are doing. And so I'd also weaken morale by lying about the leaders. Again, the Democrats are doing that. But you have video of a Mexican flag being pulled up over a facility, a government facility in Colorado. I guess it's an ICE facility. And they have the Blue Lives Matter flag upside down and desecrated on another flagpole. But, I mean, we're going to go to this video from Ashley St. Clair, which really shows you who these people are. But, I mean, I'm not a guy that's going to talk about getting physically violent with Antifa or these leftist protesters. I avoid that. I'm patient. You've seen that. Many times I could have gotten violent. I didn't do it. I don't want to get physical with these people. But I will say this. If somebody wants to burn their own flag that they bought in a form of a protest, I won't even get mad at that. But I feel like somebody taking down an American flag and putting a Mexican flag up in its place at a government facility, I feel like that would be the line in the sand for me. I think I'd start fighting. I think I'd be knocking people out. I think I'd be going through as many people as possible to get that flag, that Mexican flag down, and that American flag up. By the way, Mexico has more political murders than probably any other country in the Western Hemisphere. I mean, so it's a total joke. But look at this video from Ashley St. Clair. She was down at this facility, and the people, in fact, I don't even know, guys. I sent it to you. Is it censored? I didn't even check to make sure. Well, all right. Well, we can give it once. All right. You know what? We can't air it right now because I bet it's not even censored. And so we'll just air that coming up because I just found this video. It's just unbelievable. The way these people behave. It's like the guy that licks my camera. People come up and grab my genitals. People come up and hump me. People try to spit on me. People swing at me. I mean, these people are truly deranged. And, you know, I see the president responding to Ilhan Omar. And again, I just, it's not even like I told you so thing. It's just, we reported the reason that AOC and Ilhan Omar and Rashida Tlaib were in Congress was to piss America off. That's it. That's all they're doing. That's all they're out there to do. Of course the president is going to respond. But it's like, oh, so Rashida Tlaib and Alexandria Cortez go on the Senate floor and start crying. And so I'm supposed to give up my sovereignty. I'm supposed to give up my rights. I'm supposed to just fold like a cheap tent. Stefan Molyneux put it best. Two brown women are crying. Therefore, you don't get to have America. That's basically it. Oh, Cortez and Tlaib are crying to anti-American dirtbags. Oh, I'm sorry, Democrats. Oh, I'm sorry. You're right. Let's open the border. You're right. Let's just turn our guns in. Let's open the border. Let's stop driving cars. Let's give, Palestine, Israel. I mean, let's just screw it all. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. Rashida Tlaib and AOC were crying. Oh, my gosh. We need to give them everything they want. A brown woman was crying. Stop everything. Give them everything they want. Stop America. Didn't you see a brown woman crying?
To the
second hour of the Infowars.com War Room, brought to you by InfowarsStore.com. Got a lot more news to get to,
but
we're going to open up the phone lines right now and for the rest of the broadcast, because I haven't been in studio for a week to take your calls, so I miss you guys. So we're going to open up the phone lines, 888-201-2244. Let's try for first-time callers, since we're going to take a lot of callers. Let's start off with some first-time callers if we can. 888-201-2244. And we will get to your phone calls here shortly. We've got a brand new special happening at InfowarsStore.com, and I'm kind of at a loss right now because I want to sit here and just read off the list of all the supplements that we have on sale for $17.76, but I also want to sit here and tell you about how great each one of these supplements is. So I'm kind of debating here, but it really is quite a deal to find some of these products at $17.76, at $17.76, including all shirts and all hats, including limited edition t-shirts, the Betsy Ross t-shirt, and the limited edition Space Force t-shirt. 10% off, at least 10% off everything in the store. Some things up to 75% off at InfowarsStore.com. So whether it's a water filter, whether it's emergency food supplies, whether it's toothpaste, a toothbrush, shampoo, body wash, bug spray, whether it's our supplements like Brain Force Plus and Ultra 12, Survival Shield X2, Ultimate Bone Broth, Knockout Sleep Aid, it's all on sale. And it's all at InfowarsStore.com. But if you're not into supplements or you don't want to get a t-shirt, there's household items that you can support us by purchasing at InfowarsStore.com, like shampoo, like toothpaste. Now, I go out to these protests, and you saw that guy that licked my phone. My guess is that guy hasn't used toothpaste or shampoo in a month. And so I assume you're not a deranged leftist that likes to smell like horse manure. And so we sell you toothpaste so your breath doesn't smell like manure. And we sell you shampoo so your hair doesn't smell like manure. Or we shouldn't even say manure. That's insulting to manure, a leftist. They smell worse than manure. I'm not even kidding you. I almost want to get Sam Montoya to come and just stand on the mic for a second. And in fact, Sam, if you can hear this, just saunter on over here for a second. Here, Sam, I forgot you're over here now. come on this mic for a second, because I want the audience to know, I am not exaggerating. This was some of the worst body odor I've ever smelled in my life. Sam Montoya, one of the great editors around here, does great camera work too. He was out on the scene with me this weekend. Sam, I'm not kidding you. That was the worst body odor I've ever smelled in my life. And it was so bad, we came to the conclusion they obviously decided to smell like horse manure. They obviously decided to smell like pig vomit before they came to this event. I mean, was that not the worst BO you've ever smelled?
It was unbelievable. And you know, like me and you were talking about, they know exactly how they smell because they weren't even sweating. So that was body odor that was in their clothing. And as you know, what I was thinking this morning, they load up balloons with feces and urine. So they do gross things to kind of go on the edge of the law. They're not maybe throwing a rock at you or hitting you in the head with a bike lock. But they know that conservatives are clean and they don't want to be around smells like that. And it was disgusting, but we went right in the middle of it. It was a lot of fun, actually.
I have a feeling that, you know, I hope that my deeds on this earth will wind me up in heaven, but I have a feeling I experienced a little bit of hell. I mean, that's probably what hell smells and sounds like.
Yeah, it was unbelievable, man. It was like just a fog of odor just around them, like that character Pigpen.
Yeah.
It was just like that, but just a bunch of Pigpens standing around, banging on buckets and getting in your face with bullhorn sirens. It was, that's why when I made that video, I had to make it with no audio, just some music playing over it. Because if you hear the raw footage, it's just sirens. You can't really hear anything going on. They wouldn't let you talk. They wouldn't let you talk to anybody, even some people that wanted to talk to you.
Yeah, and I tweeted that edit you did out. But yeah, exactly. If you go back and listen, your ears are just going to hurt. But man, I don't know what it is. I don't know if they just don't bathe. I don't know if they're like making some concoction and putting their clothes in it to stink. But that was the most... Oh, man, I'm having flashbacks right now, Sam. I can't deal with it.
Yeah, dude. Every time you put your fingers on your nose, I felt you. If I could take this off the camera, I would have done that. Because it was just a mission.
No, seriously. I've gone into porta potties at a college football game with 7 hours of tailgating that smelled better than that.
Yeah. They smell like a public bathroom. Like the kind that's been in a... park and on a summer day, you know, those.
Yeah, like hasn't the feces inside hasn't been picked up in like weeks.
Yeah. Yeah. And they were rubbing on you and getting as close as they could, man. Not because they were just so, you know, happy to be next to you. They were trying to push you away with their odor. And I think.
And you can see too, the one girl who, I mean, she probably smelled the worst. There were like five of them that you could tell like they hadn't bathed in weeks. She by far smelled the worst. And she kept putting her arms up like as part of her dance routine. And every time it was like getting hit with an acid bomb. Oh man, I'm telling you, I can't deal with this. Take it off screen. I'm serious. Yeah. I'm having flashbacks right now.
Yeah, we had to start dancing because they were getting too close. They were trying to bump up on us and rub on us and just get in our face. But the police did a good job, you know, keeping them in check. Because I know they probably would have done more stuff to you if they could. But
yeah,
the cops were getting right in the middle of it. And it was interesting.
Oh, man. Ugh. You know, if I just realized she had a Chewbacca shirt on. If Chewbacca ran 1,000 miles in the desert and was eating, you know, like lizard turds or something, he'd probably smell like that.
Oh, yeah. Chewie definitely could get a little BO going, but she would give him some competition, this girl.
Whew. Man, I'm telling you, man, that odor could knock out a small animal.
Yeah, and even that guy that licked your phone, I guess he thought your phone
he was horrid.
Chicken. Some Lucy's chicken. But... finger licking, but he put his armpit right up to your face while you were talking to the camera, you know, and he started waving his odor towards your face and laughing. And that's the guy that said hail Satan. Yep. You know what I mean? He's just
that's the guy that licked the camera phone.
Yeah, that was unbelievable, but can't put anything past these guys. They're ready to spit at you or throw feces.
Now I think I realize why so many of them are wearing those masks. They don't want to smell the stench. That might be what it is. Oh, boy. Oh, my gosh.
No, that makes sense. And actually, I had a handkerchief out there that day. I think the cops profiled me a little bit because they thought I was with Antifa. I won't do that again. I was just using it to keep the sweat off my face.
Yeah. Well, man, it was... I mean, you had to endure that stench too, and I'm just glad we made it through that. But you and I had a glimpse and a little taste of what hell sounds and smells like. The live stream can be found on my Twitter account. I also retweeted Sam's edited video out on my Twitter account. But the left stinks. Literally, they smell like a pig pen. It's disgusting.
Infowars.com/show.
Well, the Democrats are all pissed because they hate America. So Trump said, then go ahead and leave it. And, well, they don't want to leave it because America is the best country on earth. They just don't want to say that either because they bash it all day as part of their political narrative. And so you're pretty confused if you're a Democrat voter right now. Biden's ticked off. He wants to drop out. The Democrats have nothing to even come close to Trump. And so they just bitch about America and racism and all day long. But I don't know. I don't know what the solution is to these America haters. They obviously don't want to leave. There's nowhere better to go. They know that. They won't admit that. I've said many times, we should create some sort of a program where we trade people that hate this country for somebody in another country that, you know, wants to actually come to America and love it and work hard and make something of themselves. Say, all right, Ilhan Omar, pick a country that's so great. Go. But notice they're lying about what Trump said anyway. This is actually going to wake a lot of people, too. Because it's the same thing. You know, Trump tells them to get out of the country and tweet. And then they'll read the tweet and it says, why don't you go to your home country, fix it there, and then come back and tell us how to fix things here. But they'll never give you that full context. Because they have to go with the same narrative. Trump is a racist! Just like Al Green. I just can't believe how pathetic these people are. But I said I'd go to your phone calls, and we've got callers ready to go. So let's start it up with Warren calling in from Texas. Go ahead, Warren.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, thank you.
Yeah, basically my theory on it is that you can't play checkers with somebody who's mentally ill. You have to play chess with them. The great game was actually created to divide you before they conquer you. So that's all they're doing now. They're just trying to spin everybody up in every way, shape, or form. So we have to be a little smarter than they are. We have to play the game better than they do.
So what do you do when you've got leftists firebombing government facilities, removing American flags, crying to Congress about how our borders should be wide open? I mean, what do you do?
Well, the bottom line is those are opportunities to exploit based on their actions. So reactions like such as, you know, punching back, fighting back, doing that, that's what they're trying to get us to do. So never do what they're trying to get you to do. But the bottom line is just like you've seen with Carpedonctum and all the other meme makers and everybody out there, you play a little chess with them and you goad them out, pull them out. Sometimes you'll find that you can actually make more impact that way than just simply reacting to them. Like trying to explain to a guy who thinks he's a dog that he's not really a dog.
I'm just afraid that the mainstream media complex with Hollywood and the entertainment industry still has so much of a control over the narrative and over the general population. I mean, take Kamala Harris, for example. I mean, this is one of the most fraudulent bitches I've ever seen in my life. She's bashing Epstein now. This woman took campaign donations from Epstein's law firm hand over fist. I mean, you know, so it's just like, I just can't stand how fake these people are. And it's like, that's what I'm saying. If the average person can't see how fake these people are, what can I do?
Well, that's the key, is that getting to the average person. I had a conversation today where anyone who really doesn't understand it always kind of throws in the conspiracy theory, like, oh, this isn't a conspiracy theory, or tries to get you to understand that they're not really interested in that. So you have to realize that sometimes just telling them the truth is not what you need to do. Sometimes you need to show them a funny meme that just points it out that they kind of laugh at, and it makes them think to say, well, it was funny, but why is it funny? And then they start researching, and that's when they start realizing, maybe I don't know everything I know. You have to kind of like pull them into the light rather than just.
But here's a perfect example of what you're talking about. Thanks for the call, Warren. If you guys can, just pull up Fox News Live right now if you can. You've got the same squad, the Democrat squad, Presley, Omar, Tlaib, Cortez. I guess they're making comments right now. They're doing a press conference right now in response to Trump. I've explained this before. Why does Ilhan Omar still wear her headdress and Rashida Tlaib not? Ilhan Omar is a gaslight individual. She's only there to tick you off. She's only there to make you mad. She's only there to antagonize you. That's why she wears the headdress, but then wears a ton of makeup like, you know, like she's about to do a photo shoot, because she knows those two things don't exist in reality. It's like in Iran right now. I've got the story somewhere on my desk here. Iranian women right now are removing their hijabs. Some of them are just straight up removing the whole thing. Others are just taking it off half their head. Some are wearing colored ones. So actual Muslim women are fighting oppression against Muslim women by taking off their hijabs. Why does Ilhan Omar still wear hers? Plus the makeup, which she couldn't wear over there in Somalia, she'd get beaten. If she dressed like that in Somalia, she'd be a slave tomorrow, if she wasn't already. But she does this just to piss you off. Just to rub your nose that your country is gone. That she has conquered you. It's like raising her flag. She came here, illegally married your brother, lied about it on taxes. She's a criminal. And she's just shoving it in your face. I mean,
problems our country is facing, whether it is healthcare, climate change, student debt, or our endless wars. This is his plan to pit us against one another.
Oh, those are Trump's endless wars. It's Trump's climate change. I mean, this is just
his friends and distract us from the detrimental policies that his administration is pushing forth.
They won't name one. So we can. Yeah, there's someone pulling up the Iranian women removing their hijabs. Man.
We can hold him accountable to his crimes.
His crimes. You're the criminal, lady.
A blind eye of the multiple crimes he's accused of. We can stand while he violates people's basic human rights and the responsibility that his administration has for the deaths of children.
You're a Somali refugee who came into this country and got handed everything. You're a criminal. You lied about marrying your own brother. You lied on your tax returns thereafter it. This is incredible. Because, what they're doing right now is they're instigating President Trump right now, and they're trying to push his buttons and get him to put out a tweet or a statement that they can attack all day long. That's what this whole press conference is about. You know, here's what I'll say. Republicans in Congress better wake the hell up and take the gloves off. The Democrats have taken the gloves off, okay? And not only did they take the gloves off, they have razor blades in between their knuckles. You understand? Okay? They're removing the American flag from facilities. They're telling domestic terrorists to engage in violence. They're sitting here telling you to have a wide open border. They're blaming Trump for climate change. They're blaming Trump for the wars that he stood against. Republicans, wake up! Launch an investigation into Ilhan Omar! Launch an investigation into all the Democrats that took money from Epstein! Take off the gloves! These people are out of control!
The War Room. Infowars.com/show.
Decoding enemy transmissions
so you get the truth.
This is The War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Watch the live stream at Infowars.com/show.
All right, we've got big breaking video here of the president responding to Ilhan Omar, Rashida Tlaib, what's her name, Aliyah Presley, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, where honestly, I don't even know how to properly quantify this or analyze this because it's one of those rare things where I can sell it to you at face value and you can get the value out of it at face value, but there's so much more than this. So the president simply says, hey, look, you guys sit around and bitch about America all day. Why don't you go back to the countries you came from that are hellholes, fix it over there, and then tell us how to fix things over here. They then spin that to say, oh, racist Trump tells migrants to leave the country. Total lie. Most people are going to see that lie. But it's all about instigating the president. And so now he's come out and made another statement, doubling down on what he originally said, which is, again, I can sell this to you at face value. We live in America. If you hate America And you really think it's this racist, bigoted hellhole or whatever where there's no human rights, then leave. It's not a racist thing. Most white people bitch about America. So then go. But that somehow turns into Trump is racist. So the president, though, has just responded with a video. This is just coming out. He's not backing down. He's standing up for America in the face of the anti-American Democrats.
In your tweet about going back to their home.
Well, I don't mention, I didn't mention names, and I didn't do that, but I will tell you, with our country, and I think everybody in this audience, these are great manufacturers, great workers in our audience, too. They brought a lot of their workers here. If you're not happy here, then you can leave. As far as I'm concerned, if you hate our country, if you're not happy here, you can leave. And that's what I say all the time. That's what I said in a tweet, which I guess some people think is controversial. A lot of people love it, by the way. A lot of people love it. But if you're not happy in the U.S., if you're complaining all the time, very simply, you can leave. You can leave right now. Come back if you want. Don't come back. It's okay, too. But if you're not happy, you can leave. Well, that's just a very racist statement. Somebody that would say that. So Speaker Pelosi said, make America white again. Let me tell you, that's a very racist statement. I'm surprised she'd say that. John, go ahead. Well, they're very unhappy. I'm watching them. All they do is complain. So all I'm saying is if they want to leave, they can leave, John. They can leave. I mean, I look at Omar. I don't know. I never met her. I hear the way she talks about Al-Qaeda. Al-Qaeda has killed many Americans. She said you can hold your chest out. You can. When I think of America, when I think of Al-Qaeda, I can hold my chest out. When she talked about the World Trade Center being knocked down, some people, you remember the famous some people. These are people that, in my opinion, hate our country. Now, you can say what you want, but get a list of all of the statements they've made. And all I'm saying that if they're not happy here, they can leave. They can leave. And you know what? I'm sure that there'll be many people that won't miss them. But they have to love our country. They're Congress people. And I never used any names. But these are people. Quiet, 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 quiet. Quiet. These are people that if they don't like it here, they can leave. And I don't know who's going to miss them, but I guess some people will. One of them is polling at 8%. One of them is polling at 8%. So when I hear people speaking about how wonderful Al-Qaeda is, when I hear people talking about some people with the World Trade Center, some people, no, not some people, much more than some people. When I hear the statements that they've made, and in one case you have somebody that comes from Somalia, which is a failed government, a failed state, who left Somalia, who ultimately came here, and now is a congresswoman who's never happy, says horrible things about Israel, hates Jews. It's very simple. And if the Democrats want to wrap their bows around this group of four people, one of them kept Amazon out of New York, tens of thousands of jobs, would have been a great thing. And she kept Amazon from going, would have been a good deal. I mean, could he have made better? Maybe. But tens of thousands of jobs. And New York has not been the same since that happened. It's really hurt New York and New York City. Amazon was going to go. They were going to relocate a major section of their business in New York. She kept them out. That was a terrible thing she did. So here's the story. I see them complaining. They're complaining constantly. I watched Lindsey Graham today on Fox and Friends talking about the same subject. And frankly, even stronger than what I'm saying. He said they're communists. I'm saying that they're socialists, definitely. As to whether or not they're communists, I would think they might be. But this isn't what our country is about. Nevertheless, they're free to leave if they want. And if they want to leave, that's fine. And if they want to stay, that's fine. But the people have to know. And politicians can't be afraid to take them on. A politician that hears somebody where we're at war with Al-Qaeda and sees somebody talking about how great Al-Qaeda is. Pick out her statement. That was Omar. How great Al-Qaeda is. When you hear that, and we're losing great soldiers to Al-Qaeda. When you see the World Trade Center gets knocked down and you see the statements made about the World Trade Center, all the death and destruction, I'll tell you what, I'm not happy with them. And it's very easy to be saying, oh, gee, well, it's okay. If weak politicians want to say, and the Democrats in this case, if they want to gear their wagons around these four people, I think they're going to have a very tough election because I don't think the people of the United States will stand for it.
So there you go. Now, the four horsemen of the apocalypse, the four horsemen of the American apocalypse, Ayanna Pressley, Alexandria Cortez, Ilhan Omar, and Rashida Tlaib. This is such showmanship. It's unbelievable. They all get up there. They cake on a bunch of makeup. They cake on their lipstick. And they go up there and have a press conference with their crocodile tears. We're sick of it. You're anti-American scum. You're a bunch of skeksis is what you are. Sucking the essence out of this country. Tell me, you can't even tell me what these women stand for, this pro-America. There is nothing. It's all anti-America. It's all non-citizens. It's all open the border. It's all America's racist. It's all Trump's a bigot. What do you do for this country? But that's the point. They hate this country. They want to see this country come down. Instead of leaving the hellhole that they came from, like Omar, and enjoying the prosperity in America and realizing the prosperity, she'd rather tear it down. Really makes me sick. Because I realize, and I don't know if they realize it, but every day they do crap like this, they're inching us closer to a hot civil war. And it's not good. Seriously. Like, what do you think would happen if a group of Americans went to Iran and said, Iran's bad, open the border, you guys are all racist bigots. You would get slaughtered and they would laugh while they did it. You go to any other country and trash that country as an immigrant, they kick your ass out. Oh, but not here because we're so intolerant. It's just ultimately frustrating. They all need to be investigated, quite frankly.
Infowars.com/show.
I promise I'd go to your phone calls. My head is spinning. That's just like, you know, whatever. Oh, we're just losing our country, losing our sovereignty. The border's wide open. The Democrats cheer it all. They engage in domestic terror. Free speech is dead. They're coming after the Second Amendment. What's the big deal, I suppose? What's the big deal, I suppose? I mean, I'm just at a loss here. They're calling for Trump to be impeached. They say he's a lawless president. What? Obama was the lawless president. It's just, I mean, and it's so odd because it's the most immature, childish behavior is really all it is. It's intentional gaslighting. It's intentionally trying to annoy and instigate us. They know Trump's not a racist. They know opening the border will destroy this country. They know it's not Trump's fault kids are in cages. They know it's not Trump's policy. They know it's not our fault if people come to our facilities and get put in a cage or die. That's their fault. They know that. And then they go down. Who was it that was filming inside a detention center? And it's like 200 military-aged men. And that's it. During the Mike Pence visit. And then they sit there and the Democrats say, look, they say they haven't showered in months. And they literally have freshly shaven faces. They have fresh haircuts. They have fresh clothes. And they're sitting there saying, I haven't showered. I haven't eaten. They're lying. They're all lying. They're laughing at us Americans. They think we're stupid. They're bending us over and raping us politically and culturally. And the Democrats just say, ha ha, that's what you get, America. I'm just, let me just go back to your phone calls. Let's go to Jonathan calling in from Florida. Go ahead, Jonathan.
Hello.
Hello, thanks for calling.
Hey, I just wanted to say that I'm a big supporter. I wanted to say that since George Washington being the first president and Trump, I feel like it's going to be the last one because of all the record-breaking things he's doing in our country. And we can all get through this, I think, but at the end of the day, the central banks, the Rothschilds, the Soros, they control everything, going back to the days of Abraham Lincoln. So I wanted to ask you, what do you think is going to change, or what can we do?
Well, here's what it is. Here's the big, this is the big juxtaposition. They can run roughshod over Europe, and the globalists can destroy Europe, and they can go down into Central America, and they can destroy that. They're not going to be able to take this country down, at least without a bloodbath. And that's the kicker. And they know it. And so they're hoping that they can instigate conservatives into starting the violence and then blame it on conservatives, even though it's all the Democrat voters. It's all the left voting base. But they know the media will spin it. And then maybe they hope they can call in the UN or something and bring that to, because the military is not going to go for it. Look, they don't understand. You are not going to destroy this country. You understand? Like, people are going to shoot people. I don't want to see that future. I don't want to see a civil war. That's what you're going to get. If the Democrats commit to trying to destroy this country, there will be a civil war. Americans are not going to lay down their firearms. Americans are not going to open their border. Do you get it? It's like, they don't see the future. They're not from America. They don't know what the hell's going on. They don't read history. They just have all these feel-good emotions. It's just, it makes me so angry because they sit here and they poke us in the eye and they kick us in the knee and they stomp on our toe. And then they say, you're a racist bigot. And if you dare even respond, you're bad. But I just wish that they would understand, you're not going to take America down. And if you think you are, there will be a massive civil war. I don't want it to come to that. I'm sick of these Democrats gaslighting America into a civil war. But that's what they're going to do. And all the frustration that Americans have been feeling for decades is going to rise to the top. I'm just stunned. I'm just stunned at the hatred that these people have. I'm just stunned at the lies they tell with just openly, just boldly. I can't believe the bias in the media. Let's go to Matt in Georgia. Go ahead, Matt.
What's up, Owen?
I am. I'm just stunned at the behavior of these Democrats. I'm just stunned. And I want to be clear. I'm not even a partisan. I'm honestly neutral. I'm a centrist. I'm an independent. These Democrats are all lying dirtbags. They want to see this country come to its knees. They hate me. They literally hate me because I'm a white male. I'm sick of it, Matt. I'm sick of it.
I feel the same way, man. Sometimes I wish the Civil War would just go ahead and pop off so we can get this over.
And that's what I'm afraid of, Matt. I'm sorry to cut you off, but that's what I'm afraid of. And that's what I don't want to say here on air. Because I don't want to be the one that they point the finger at and say, you started violence. I'm a pacifist. I've been harassed and intimidated, doxxed, bullied, assaulted, and I've never gotten physical once. But I'm telling you right now, there are people, I'm not one of them, but there are people that are ready to grab their guns right now and go to civil war for this country. And I know they're out there, and I know that they're on the brink. And I see how close we are, and I want to stop it, but these damn Democrats keep lying about this country. They keep calling everybody racist. They keep saying we have concentration camps. They keep saying Trump is doing it all. I'm telling you, that's what I'm afraid of, Matt, because I know you're not wrong. There are people in this country that are on a razor's edge with this garbage from the Democrat Party. A razor's edge. A razor's edge, Matt. Excuse me, go ahead.
You there?
Go ahead, Matt.
Yeah, what they don't understand is we have all the firearms. And they're picking a fight with a mountain lion.
It's even beyond that. We have God. God has already decided the fate of these people.
True. But, hey, I wanted to ask you, I heard Alex was talking about this like 5 or 6 months ago. He was saying he was thinking about putting some CBD oil out on InfoWars store.
I believe we've already done that with Washington's Reserve.
That's what Washington Reserve is?
Yes.
Okay. Well, I didn't even know. I haven't heard y'all promote it at all.
Yeah, you know, that's kind of the problem we have here. We just have so many great products. We kind of just get lost in between all of them. But there it is right there. Washington's Reserve. 100% authentic hemp extract with CBD. And there's a couple different kinds.
Oh,
there.
Sweet. I'm going to go order me a bottle when I get off the phone now. But, hey, I was wondering, have you ever thought about doing a raffle to see? It'd be a good way to raise money, and I know everybody out there would love to go see the headquarters and meet the crew.
Well, I'll be frank with you. We're pretty tight locked on security around here. You can understand that. I do just kind of some more fun raffles with just autographed stuff and you know, paraphernalia and stuff around here, like T-shirts on my Subscribestar. I'm actually going to draw another one tonight, an autographed tweet and an InfoWars In Your Face T-shirt. I've already got the raffle tickets in for that. You can still go to my Subscribestar to do that. I've got a couple other ideas for raffle things. That's an idea that's been passed down before, but as far as, you know, studio visits and stuff like that, I doubt that we'll ever see that, just for security purposes. But good call, Matt. I'm going to go to another Matt on the other side who's on the same topic. A short break here. We get into the third hour. I'll take your phone calls. But, yeah, InfoWarsStore.com. We don't even talk about Washington's Reserve, hemp, CBD oil. We barely even talk about all the great products we have because we have so many.
Infowars.com/show.
The fight for the future is now.
This is the War Room with Owen Schroyer at Infowars.com/show.
You know, I was an athlete growing up, and I remember multiple times, because it's just common sense. When you're on a team and you have a mission as the team, everybody has to be a team player. And I remember multiple times growing up where some of the best athletes wouldn't make the team because they weren't team players. or they'd get kicked off the team halfway through the year because they weren't team players. Doesn't matter. They were some of the best players. They didn't work with the team. They weren't interested in the team's success. They got the boot. That's who these Democrats are. They're not team players. They're killing this country. They're killing our morale. They're killing our chemistry. I've got an unbelievable video. We'll air it coming up of Ilhan Omar refusing to condemn Al-Qaeda. Now, I was thinking about this, too, because I don't believe the official 9/11 narrative, but it's accepted that radical Islam, Al-Qaeda, Muslims are responsible for the greatest terror attack on U.S. soil in our history on September 11th. That's the official government story. So we went to war over radical Islamic terror. But now you're not allowed to say radical Islam or anything negative about Muslims, even though our own government tells us they attacked us on September 11th. So let me go to this video first. Maybe I'm just really on edge today because I haven't been in the studio for a while, and it's just going through all this information on air. Here's Ilhan Omar just about 10 minutes ago refusing to condemn Al-Qaeda.
Can you respond to some of the president's specific claims, most notably that you're a communist and that you're pro-Al-Qaeda?
These are the four horsemen of the apocalypse right here.
You might have noticed how when he said, go back to where you came from, there was an uproar through all of our communities, because every single person who's brown and black at some point in their life in this country heard that.
Now pause it.
Now,
that is such a lie. I'm telling you, I'm so angry right now. My blood is boiling. I'm so ticked off right now. My blood is boiling. This is like finding out that the left tackle just missed a block intentionally, because they hate the running back, and now the running back just got their knee busted, and they're blown out. They can't play the rest of the year. It's like I'm the quarterback of a football team. I just snapped the ball, handed it to my running back. I watched my left tackle intentionally miss his blocking assignment because he hates the running back. Now my running back has a blown out knee and can't play. I'd be ticked. I'd say, get the hell off my field. So, yeah, of course Trump is going to say, quit bitching about this country. You're tearing this damn country apart. You're trying to start a civil war while I'm president. Why don't you get the hell out of here? But first of all, she doesn't even respond to the Al-Qaeda thing, probably because she works for Al-Qaeda. But then she goes with the biggest lie. I'm so pissed off right now. I can't even think straight. She says every brown and black person in this country has been told to go back where you came from. What? Again, you are so racist. I'm just stunned, man. Finish the clip.
Made the comment. I know that every single Muslim who has lived in this country and across the world has heard that comment. And so I will not dignify it with an answer.
Just truck you. Just truck off. Again. Whatever, man. Whatever, it's fine. Who cares? Let's just let the Democrats start civil war and lie about everything. Again, the government said Muslims did it. Okay? What? Like, Omar's not calling for a new investigation. You notice that? Go back to your phone calls. I'm just sickened today. back in studio for the first time in the week, just going through all this live on air, back into my regular news aggregation process. It's just painful, man. It's just painful. So I can't even be effective right now. Let me just go back out to the phone lines. Let's go to Dave. Or I'm sorry. No. I said we'd get to Matt because Matt is on topic right now. Let's go to Matt in New Hampshire. Go ahead, Matt.
Good afternoon, Owen. Maybe I can help you get centered again a little bit.
I hope.
I believe that myself and several other people have come up with a viable solution to prevent civil war. So let me ask you a question. Would you agree that we really don't have justice anymore in the United States, Owen?
Well, that's an open-ended question, but as a generalization statement, yeah, I'd say, yeah, justice is pretty much dead, yeah.
Okay, then the next part of that, moving on from that, would you also agree that there's pretty much a two-tiered justice system, meaning that if you're not with the politics or in the banks or you're not in big tech and you're just a regular guy like me or you or, the wonderful woman that answered the phone, we're going to get prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law and other people are not, correct?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the examples that you use with Democrat Party alone are perfect. With Hillary Clinton and with Keith Ellison, with Jeffrey Epstein. So yeah, there's no doubt that justice is. I mean, I don't know if you can say one sided, but not
equal.
Just. Yes, not equal.
It's not equal. Okay, so we've come up with a viable solution, Owen. 28 of us actually went to Chappaqua, New York last weekend, which is where Hillary Clinton lives at 15 Old House Lane, and we brought criminal complaints to the Newcastle Police Department, which handles Chappaqua, the town of Chappaqua, and filed criminal complaints that were signed and notarized on Hillary Clinton to the Newcastle Police Department. That was on a Saturday. We live streamed it on Facebook. Newsweek picked us up 5 hours after that on Monday. Five of us went to the New York State Police, brought those same criminal complaints to the New York State Police. And then after they accepted them, after we did that, we went to the Westchester County Courthouse in White Plains, New York at 111 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard to the DA's office. We filed the same complaints with the district attorney's office. After we did that, we went to Rye, New Hampshire, where the local FBI office is. And we basically, they tried to shoo us away because it's a gated place and you have to push the magic button to talk to them because the building's not marked. But we loitered in their parking lot where they sent out a couple special agents and we also served them with the same complaints. The complaints are the same things that James Comey went on TV and said that she did. Owen, all the time that Hillary Clinton has lived in Chappaqua, New York, for 20 years now, since 1998, no one has ever filed a criminal complaint against her. 28 U.S. citizens went and did it. We're forcing them and we're putting the town police, the state police, the district attorney, and the FBI in a box and forcing them to actually act on our complaint because we need equal justice because Hillary is not above the law and we have to cut the head off the snake so that we can go after people like Omar and these other demon rats. Because that's
let me just stop you right there. Here's the thing. Omar and Tlaib and Cortez are a fresh crop. They're not even in the establishment. The establishment's trying to boot them out right now. They're ended up being a cancer to the New World Order, to the globalists. They're just a cancer to anything they touch. But here's what I can say. I've got some intel. This has been developing for a while. Now, I don't know the specifics of what you're talking about, but as far as the district attorney and the FBI is concerned, basically, that's been the biggest problem. Now, I'm not saying in this specific instance, but what I'm being told and actually By the end of this month, I'm probably going to be able to go public with some of this information. With Jeffrey Epstein and with Anthony Weiner and with the Nexivum sex cult, the New York State Police have things, and maybe even the city cops have evidence that is, I mean, it would pretty much bring down the whole cabal. And the FBI and other powers that be are trying to take over and squash that investigation and pull it under the rug. And the New York police are kind of like, well, look, we've been playing this game for too long. We're sick of getting bullied by you. And they want to go through with these charges. I don't know when this story was from. NYPD turns against FBI, sees laptop, shows Hillary Clinton covered up Weiner's alleged sex crimes with 15-year-old during election. There's all kinds of stuff like that that the New York police have that the FBI is trying to get and take over the investigation. And the police are like, you keep coming in here and taking over our investigations and nothing happens. We're getting sick of it. We're not getting any credit. We're not getting any arrests. And it just gets worse and worse. So I don't know where any of that goes. Jeffrey Epstein is connected to all of these people, all of them. And I just wish that the media and the Democrat Party paid the same treatment to Epstein that they gave to Trump, paid the same treatment to Epstein that they gave to Kavanaugh. But why don't they do it? Because like I said earlier, they're all friends. They're all friends. They're all in it together. Epstein is the loose thread. One of the loose threads that's going to pull this whole cabal down. The question is, will there be the right law enforcement to pull that thread? They've already got Weiner. More's going to come from that. They've already got the Nixon sex cult. More's going to come from that. They question Isaac Cappy. I'm hearing a lot of rumors about that. And again, I know the New York police are not happy the way the FBI has been tampering with this investigation, trying to take it over and bury the evidence. So as far as what you guys did, filing criminal complaints, I think it's great. I'd like to see it nationwide. I'd like to see 28,000 people filing criminal complaints in New York against Hillary Clinton. But the media will never allow that to happen. Most people are still buried with their heads in the sand and have no clue what's going on or are watching football or basketball or the Kardashians or some other nonsense. So they have no clue. Most people have no clue how corrupt the world is. Most people have no clue how corrupt politics has become. And so we just get nothing. But it really, I think, could come down to Epstein. I mean, it's unbelievable, Matt. Jeff, this guy has a damn, like, Satan worship temple on his island. I mean, what do you think was going on there?
Doing. We already know what Bill's doing down there with them. They're, you know, and I'm gonna go out on the fringe with the aluminum foil. That's leading all the way to SRA and child sacrifice on that island. Can I plug our site, Bowen? Because we have a way for people to get involved.
Go ahead.
It's equaljusticetour.com, or you can find us on Facebook at Equal Justice Tour. I would actually encourage you to go look at it, Owen, because the next step that we're doing, we just took care of the lower end of things. We took care of the locals, the state, the county, and we just touched the Fed. We're taking it to the next level, and within 2 weeks, next Monday, I'm supposed to be getting a response from the FBI, from the county attorney, the state police, and also
We need good FBI agent, good police to step forward now.
The War Room. Infowars.com/show.
All right. I want to play this video that I tried to play earlier and didn't get to. It's just the insanity of these protesters at the ICE facility in Colorado where they pulled down the American flag and put the Mexican flag up. I'm just stunned they're able to get away with that. I feel like no one is there to stop them. I would have put up a fight to stop them. I mean, seriously, nobody can stop these thugs. So anyway, I'm sorry, folks. I'm just like a Mad Max mode right now. Just like, damn it all to hell. So here's a video with Ashley St. Clair out at the ICE facility in Colorado that got overrun by anti-American scum. But just look as she tries to talk to some of these protesters. Just look at how they behave.
Back up.
Savannah.
No, that flag and the troops are the reason you're able to out here.
You're a privileged.
So pause it right there. So this lady is just deranged, out of control. But again, it always is the same thing. This poor woman is soul-sucked, brainwashed, and a hideous beast. Probably could maybe be good-looking if she wasn't so hateful. But their hateful, their hate consumes them, and so they wear it on their exterior. And then she sees Ashley St. Clair, who I think is a model, and she hates her. She hates her because she's white. She hates her because she's prettier than her. And she hates her because she doesn't hate herself. Like this deranged lunatic who's literally screaming like a damn banshee. Finish the clip. Oh, and hold on. Actually, rewind it back to the beginning because I got to point this out. This is so crazy, man. So not only is this deranged freak show, you know, doing the whole, with their hand clap. You know, that's when you know your argument has zero intellect, when you're using the hand clap. Then this cross-dresser comes into the screen. Folks, I mean, we've seen some pretty crazy, you know, cross-dressers, drag queens, whatever. This is like he took two, like, balloons and put them on his chest, like, size, like the biggest breast size you could even have, and he stuffs balloons in his shirt. Yeah, what is the deal? Oh, my gosh. And he's got, like, a purple dress. I mean, I'm telling you, man, Oh, boy. All right, go back to the video.
I don't give a
Back up.
Savannah.
No, that flag and the troops are the reason you're able to out here.
Get the out of here now!
You're a Cobra shell.
The troops.
I'm here at the Aurora ICE facility where protesters decided to take down the American flag and put a Mexican flag in its place. I'm appalled that politicians like Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez have promoted this behavior and disrespected our country, our flag, and our law enforcement. I'm here to show support for our law enforcement and our country and everything that our flag stands for. God bless America and God bless our law enforcement.
White supremacists! White supremacists also have the right to choose that flag. I'm going to get out of your face or what? I have a question for you now. You are more concerned with a piece of cloth than people who are locked in cages. Children, right in front of you.
You know that flag and those troops?
I don't give a
Savannah.
That flag and the troops are the reason you're able to out here.
I'm telling you, nothing matters. If she can stand here and defend this, optics will never matter.
I
support the truth.
I don't get violent.
We can have oil from other countries. Truth. You support the troops so that we can have oil and kill innocent people for oil. That's cool.
You're a Cobra shell.
Like as if
you
like,
support
what is
the troops
that
even so that we can kill
doing?
People
like,
for
like,
oil. Go ahead and distribute this. Go ahead and distribute it.
They're fighting.
Go ahead and distribute it.
What are they specifically?
Okay, now she's dancing on a stop sign like a stripper. Yeah. So this girl's probably a stripper. So the stripper's out there now.
What's up, ho?
That's what you have, a stripper and a cross-dresser.
It was viral.
This is what we're fighting.
All they do is kill people.
I have no problem with strippers or cross-dressers. My point is that they come out here as totally deranged individuals and claim they're standing up for something righteously. They have no righteousness. I gotta say, I guess it's because I haven't been in studio, but I'm like, you know. I've maxed out today. This is just insane. And I haven't even got to the news. Let's go back out to the phone lines. Let's go to Dave in Pennsylvania. Go ahead, Dave.
Owen, listen, it's great to hear from you. We have so many InfoWars supporters and listeners calling in and wondering what we should do. I hear you and Alex all the time saying, well, what's our next step? Our next step and what we should do is support the men and women that are on the front lines of what's happening right now. And being able to do that, I've heard very little. Last week, I've heard quite a bit about Richardson. And this week, meanwhile, they don't even understand what he's going through. The people, the listeners, they don't understand what he's going through. And what we need to do to send a message to the corrupt and the evil is to stand behind him. I would love to see a T-shirt made up. I just ordered our Betsy Ross, These Colors Don't Run T-shirt. I'd love to see a T-shirt made up for Tommy Robinson that on the front says, Free Tommy Robinson, and on the back says, I'll never back down, I'll never quit, and I'll never apologize for what is right. Because that was his big thing, was the fact that he was given the choice to apologize. And he said, you know what, I'm not apologizing for what I know is right. And he didn't apologize, and instead he was given a 9-month prison sentence, and now he's in there, and he explained he was in there in a prison that was full of jihadis, and his life is now at stake. So let's make that T-shirt, let's make that T-shirt happen, and let's give 25%, let's give 50%. I don't care if you want to make the T-shirt worth $30, worth $40, let's give that to his family. Let's even set aside...
Well, look, here's the thing, Dave. I agree with you on the Tommy Robinson issue, but I don't know how to explain this. This is a tough one. I feel bad for Tommy Robinson. It's criminal what they've done to him. My heart aches for his family. Britain has fallen, okay? Europe, for the most part, has fallen. The West is going to fall if we don't fight our battles here. I'm not discounting what's going on with Tommy Robinson. Like I said, that's huge news. It shows how Britain is dead. It shows how free speech is dead. But I got to save America, man. I don't want there to be Tommy Robinsons in America. If we don't save this country, there'll be Tommy Robinsons here. They already want to do that to Alex Jones. They would if they could. We have to save America.
Infowars.com/show. Trigger warning. This broadcast contains subject matter that may offend liberal snowflakes. It's the War Room with Owen Schroyer. Watch the live stream at Infowars.com/show.
I've got news I got to get to on the other side, but I've got callers holding, so let's take a couple phone calls here before I do a news blitz. Let's go to Tyler Baggins calling in from Wisconsin. Go ahead, Tyler.
I'm not Tyler Baggins, I'm just Tyler.
Well, normal Tyler calling in from Wisconsin. I apologize. Go ahead.
I don't know about normal.
Well, probably compared to Tyler Baggins, you're probably normal.
I'm a fan of birds, ornithology, and studying birds. And with, the wildfire in...
I'm sorry, what is that? The study of birds, what is that? Hornicology, did you say?
Ornithology.
What is it?
Ornithology.
Hornithology? I'm having trouble here. I'm sorry, we're all learning here. All right, go ahead.
And this is not something to sell you for face value. It's been observed in the wild, photographed, videoed in Australia, and documented by zoologists who also study animals. It's a concern for preventing wildfires. Well, you can't really prevent it, but birds are pretty smart animals, and they'll pick up lit cigarettes or burning pieces of material from lightning strikes even and drop them in the overgrowth to start a fire in order to flush out rodents. And even finches, small birds, will use cigarettes to deter ticks and fleas in their nests. So it's really not something that can be stopped, more so managed. I don't know if you knew that.
Okay. I'm sorry, I don't typically take ornithology calls. Is there anything else?
Oh, no, it's more for the wildfires, yeah. For the causes of the wildfires.
So are you saying you think birds are causing wildfires? Is that what you're saying?
No, they do. They do. They do cause wildfires. They will pick up burning items, drop them into forests in order to cause a fire to flush out rodents and animals to eat.
It's like they just showed that famous clip from Alfred Hitchcock's The Birds, classic movie.
Well, I think it's interesting because, you know, like, especially in California where they have a big wildfire problem, you know, they've harped on conservatives, especially for decades and decades, about animal rights, PETA, and really haven't done anything. So now, like, Mother Earth is actually getting them back.
Oh, wait, you mean Democrat policies don't follow through, come through? Wow, I'm stunned. Who would have known? Thanks for the call, Tyler. Let's go to Adam calling in from Texas. Go ahead, Adam.
Oh, hello. Grab me on, Owen.
Thanks for calling.
I'm from a small town called Burnham, Texas. That's where they make bluebell ice cream. And they had a Rights for Liberty protest downtown in Burnham. And my 16-year-old brother, he led like a counter protest down there that we all went to, and he was filming the whole time. And like the whole time they're filming, they're like, "Hey, he's a Trumper because he's done stuff before when it comes to like rallies and stuff." So then they went around telling people, and then one of my good friends came in and started. You know, they started saying that, you know, God said do this and God said that. And one of my friends said, God said obey the law. And then that's when everything went to you know what. And so we started counter-protesting. And some fella started yelling at my sister, saying that she was having babies at 10. He was a liberal fella. saying that we didn't respect veterans and all kind of stuff like that. And then suddenly my little brother got, the police were starting to talk to him. Because apparently that he had a pistol on him, and he was the one leading the protest. So they were trying to censor us and everything like that.
Yeah, they did those Lights for Liberty protests. I believe they were nationwide, and it's all based on right. It's all based on this fake news that we have concentration camps at the border. See, that's what I'm saying. Like, it's like, why do people... What is this la-la land people want to live in? Like, why do they want to live in a fake news world? Why do they want to live in a world that doesn't exist? Like, really, you think there's concentration camps at the borders? Then, why are they going there? Like, you know what I'm saying? It's just like...
like, abortion is murder and stuff like that. And, you know, they were just getting totally backtracked the whole time. And then the man who told me, or he was a Viet veteran, and we told him, said, we appreciate you for your service and everything. And he told my brother... He said, "Have you served yet in the military?" And I said, my brother said, "No, sir. I'm 16. He said, "Oh, there's always some excuse. You're not going to serve because you're a coward," and all kind of stuff like that. And he was just complete crazy. He, the man who said that, is the same one who called Representative Lois Kolkars the B word and stuff. So it shows what kind of people are on the liberal side.
Yeah, no, but again, they do this whole nationwide protest, Lights for Liberty. And they get millions of Democrat voters to turn up nationwide for a fake news story. I mean, again, that's my biggest pet peeve here. It's all fake news. The media and the Democrats control their voter base with fake news. It's sick. Thanks for the call, Adam. I just don't get why people don't want to live in reality. I really don't understand. Let's go to Jason in Texas. Go ahead, Jason.
Oh, no, and hey, I wanted to call about Houston being the sanctuary city. Our sheriff came out and put a Facebook post Friday saying he does not support ICE raids that threaten...
And that's Sheriff Arpaio, millions. Correct?
No. Harris County Sheriff Ed Gonzalez in Houston, Texas.
Okay.
Your neighbor here in Houston. Houston or Harris County is all Democratic now. From the county judge, we have a 27-year-old
Acevedo,
female.
That's what I was thinking of. Art Acevedo, sorry.
Yeah, he's the appointed chief of police of Houston Police Department. But, we have a 27-year-old county judge, Lena Hidalgo, that just got elected this last election go-around. So... Houston's blue now. I think
she was a Soros fund. Didn't she get Soros money?
I'm not sure.
What was her name again?
Lena Hidalgo.
Lena Hidalgo?
Right.
I could have swore I saw her name pop up on a Soros list. We'll have the crew check that out.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised. But Ed Gonzalez made a morning interview with the Chris Salcedo talk show on 700 AM this morning. Chris was the radio host was questioning the sheriff about his post not supporting ICE raids, and the sheriff kind of abruptly ended the interview, couldn't answer some tough questions, and said he had to go. But I was wanting to give you guys a heads up. Maybe you could reach out to the Chris Salcedo 700 AM talk show. Morning talk show, and maybe talk to the host there and maybe get some transcripts or some audio from that interview that took place this morning. Very interesting.
All right, Jason, thank you so much for the call. Well, why? Again, it doesn't make sense. We do all of these benefits for non-citizens. I mean, don't even... It's totally nonsensical. There's no logic. There's no reasoning. Democrats complain about how hard it is for Americans, and then they sit here and they give everything to non-citizens, and so Americans remain poor. But their average voter is so dumb. Their average voter is so brainwashed. Their average voter is so immigrant. They believe all of it. They literally believe anything. I mean, the Democrats could come out and say that Trump has secret laser vision and is blowing a hole in the ozone layer every night from the White House, and they'd have millions show up for a protest tomorrow. They're that dumb. I mean, they do the Women's March. They do the Lights for Liberty. They do the Sanctuary Cities. I mean, they do everything. Oh, March for Our Lives. I mean, an average Democrat voter falls for anything. It's the most gullible people in the world. I just can't believe it.
Infowars.com/show.
All right, the jihad squad of Ilhan Omar, Cortez, Tlaib, and Presley is at it. They want you poor, and they want this country ravaged. Ravaged. But look at this stunner. See, oh my gosh. Oh boy. I really don't drink much anymore, but I feel like I just need to drink myself into oblivion after today's broadcast. I'm going to do a news blitz here, but. You notice that the Democrats, see, I'm not a Republican, okay? I'm just a realist. The Democrats are the biggest frauds and liars I've ever seen in my life, okay? And all you have to do is follow their own comments to realize it. There's no crisis at the border. There's a crisis at the border! What? You don't care about children's lives. Abortion is a right! What? Huh? Trump's a fake news, and white people just need to give everything that they've ever had up to any minority. What? Huh? Who? What? But, oh yeah, it's like Joe Biden. I mean, these people, they're just such frauds. When Obama was president, they said build a wall. They funded it. Now they don't want a wall. When Obama was president, they deported 3 million people. Now they don't want to deport anyone. They're total frauds, man. That's why I'm so ticked off. And they just deceive the public. Okay. Look at Jackie Speier, representative from Who Cares. She goes down to the border and goes to the detention center and tweets out pictures. And again, because they try to sensationalize their own narrative, they end up outing themselves on stuff that we told you was going on. Like they say, there's no crisis at the border. Now there apparently is the biggest crisis at the border. We say the wide open borders are bringing in death and disease, and they're going to use that to sell vaccines. And then they say, there's no disease coming in, except when they want to sensationalize their own narrative. Jackie Speier tweets this out with a picture from people at the border. The first rounds we heard before we could see the children held at Ursula were haunting cries of babies and toddlers. Again, people bring them there. That's voluntary. If I voluntarily jump into a wood chipper, are you going to blame the guy that is out there using the wood chipper to chip wood? Or are you going to blame me for jumping into it? Yeah, I'm the jackass that jumped into the wood chipper, not the guy that was there chopping wood. I spoke to a dad of a six-month-old girl. She was flushed, listless. Her little fist clung tightly to his shirt. Flu, meningitis, typhus, lice, and more. They're now admitting it. The wide open borders are bringing in death and disease. We told you. They're bringing in all these diseases. Tuberculosis is breaking out. Meningitis, measles, typhus. And it's because of the open borders. But when we say, hey, we need to have vetting at the border so that disease doesn't get in, they say, that's a manufactured crisis. But when the Democrats go down to the border, they say, look at these poor people. They have typhus. And you're letting them in. Gosh, man. Armed man who firebombed ICE facility wrote Antifa manifesto. Yeah, again, who told you the left was going to get violent and try to start a physical civil war? Infowars.com. More Epstein news. This is just insane stuff. Again, who reported on Epstein first? Why are we having press conferences about Trump's tweets with the jihad squad and not Jeffrey Epstein? You see, this is what I'm saying. Jeffrey Epstein accusers urge judge to deny him bail. The judge has delayed that till now Thursday, that decision. Jeffrey Epstein says he'll post $100 million bail. Piles of cash found at his Epstein home, diamonds, fraudulent illegal passports, all in a hidden safe. I mean, folks, this guy's a classic criminal. Prince Andrew's humiliation as sex slave files of pedo pal to be released. Again, Epstein. There's the new drone footage of his little Satan temple. Now, what do you think they did in that temple, folks? Oh, man. Oh, but let's focus on Trump. He's so bad, man. Oh. Yeah. Beto O'Rourke wants you to know that his ancestors owned slaves. So another Democrat president candidate who's a slave owner descendant. Large-scale immigration raids failed to materialize. Well, Trump fought back against that narrative. He said that they did happen, but nobody reported on it. Again, I don't know why we're not just deporting the millions of illegal immigrants we have in jail right now. Why don't we just deport them? We already have them in containment. They're taking hundreds of millions of dollars, taxpayer dollars, to keep them sheltered and fed and clothed. Why don't we just deport the criminals' asses right out the gates? No, we don't do that. Instead, we investigate Border Patrol employees that are in private Facebook groups sharing memes, literally. 62 border employees under internal investigations for posts on Facebook. Okay. Honk, honk. Where's my clown horn? Where is my clown horn? In fact, someone needs to come in the studio right now and find my clown horn. Or there is something over there that resembles a punching bag that I would like on my desk. Facebook director Peter Thiel says FBI and the CIA should probe Google. Well, that's going to be a fun one to monitor. Oh, he must listen to the war room. Arizona governor has change of heart for Nike following Betsy Ross flag controversy. Yeah, at first he said, we don't want Nike in Arizona. And I said, whoa, don't say that. We want Nike here. And then he's come out and said, okay. All right, we'll just take that. Do we have the clown horn too? Okay, thank you. I should probably utilize this more, you know? This thing is kind of fun. It's kind of tough, though. All right, we're just going to leave that right here. Robert Barnes tweeted this out. I found this incredible. In 1950, 75% of couples met through neighbors, family, schools, or church. In 2020, 85% of couples will meet online, at a bar, or through friends. So you just see that basically at a bar and online are the only groups that are going up. Through friends, through church, through coworkers, school, all that's going down. Bars and internet going up. I think that that might give us a clue as to why marriages aren't working as well. Miley Cyrus says she refuses to have kids until climate change is resolved. And she says we're killing the planet. Then she says we've been doing the same thing to the earth that we do to women. We just take and take and expect it to keep producing. So Miley Cyrus thinks we're killing women as she's filthy rich and famous and, a slut live on television, dressing up naked and spreading her legs and everything. But yeah, that's America taking advantage of you, Miley. You just get rich off of it. Give me a break. Have you heard about this ASAP Rocky story? An American rapper. The only reason I heard about this is because I saw a bunch of haters. I happen to like his music, and I saw a bunch of haters saying, good, I want ASAP Rocky to rot in Sweden. And I'm like, wait, what the heck's going on here? So some time ago, they tried to politicize ASAP Rocky. They wanted him to play the whole black victim card, get into the whole Democrat politics. And he was like, no, screw you. I don't identify with being a victim. I don't identify with your political movement. I have my own thing going. Thank you very much. And so because he doesn't want to play the victim, the left hates him. And all he did in Sweden was stand up for himself. These punks come up to him and start a fight. And now the left just says, nope, screw you, black guy. You won't play our victim card. We don't want anything to do with you. And so we'll see what happens to ASAP Rocky in Sweden. California is on edge. A bunch of earthquakes. More than 70 aftershocks. The number of global earthquakes is 3 times above normal right now in the last 48 hours. There was a blackout in New York over the weekend. Con Ed, the electric company, still doesn't know what happened. How about the 1 million have now committed to storming Area 51. I think this is hilarious. I don't know whether I should like it or not. I like the concept of independent citizens going into secret government facilities, but I don't want to see bloodshed. And the military is like, hey, don't go on a military testing facility. So I wonder what's happening. But if you look at what's happening in Hong Kong, that's basically what they've done in Hong Kong. So there is something about power of the people there. Another American has died in the Dominican Republic. That's 13. And the next 007 character is going to be a woman. So 007 is gone. That does it for the War Room today. Stay classy and forward. I'm going to punch this bag all night.